It's called the sewing room.
Okay, good. The sewing room. Tell us about your masks. Do you make them yourself then, Melody?
Yeah, they're handmade here locally, and we just kind of stumbled upon the masks because of the need, I guess, with COVID. And we wanted to just make something that was a reusable model other than the disposable ones, you know, environmental. But they're also really, really kind of fun. It kind of breaks down the barrier of wearing a mask. So we have tons of different variety of patterns, and we've got kids, youth, and adult varieties available for people. So
right, and you mentioned when we came on site, you've got some you can throw them in the wash and everything too, right?
Yeah, so they've got like a non-woven interface, which is what's going to give you the protection, and they're triple layered, which is exactly what you need. Washable, and they wash up really, really nice.
Good, thank you. What did you do before you were making masks then?
So my background is I was a regular member at the RCMP, transitioned into working at the regional district, and I currently just finished the program for the education assistant with the College of the Rockies. So just a few different career paths I've taken.
That's fine. I guess we'll have to see how the phases work with this, but you'll be selling masks for the other farmers markets down the road then?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see kind of what the demand is. Maybe come the fall, I think that they might become quite popular as well. You can find me on Facebook, and I've just been kind of providing them to people that through that means as well.
So, oh, thank you. And the name of your company again?
The Sewing Room, but you could just find me, Melody Monroe, on Facebook.
Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.